LC2. Now read the instructions and the exercises for task 2. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task.
Welcome. I'm Sean Bailey, your host for Difficult Decisions, a program about people making choices that are not very easy. Today we have with us Tabitha Glenn. She works for the Department of Animal and Land Protection in Australia. Tabitha, before you tell us about your difficult decision, can you give us a little background to the problem, please?
Greetings from Australia. Yes, of course. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about this really hard choice that we have to make. Well, we Australians have a massive cat problem. Cats were first brought to our island in the 17th century.
Who brought them?
People travelling from Europe brought them along as pets, I suppose. And now they're a big problem for us in the 21st century.
How big of a problem are they?
Well, we have a really large number of wild cats, and they're putting our other animals at risk. We think there are around 2 to 6 million cats in Australia. In fact, 99.8% of our country is covered with them.
And that number is for all types of cats?
No, actually. That's just the population of wild cats, cats that are living freely on the land. We're not talking about the kinds of cats that are cute and cuddly. These are the kinds of cats that have to find their food, their own food, out in nature.
Wow, that's a lot. But what exactly is the problem with having that many wild cats in the country?
Well, those cats have to find their own food. This means that they're killing other animals to eat. Australia has always been a very special place for animals. Sean, did you know that 80% of our mammals are only found in Australia and nowhere else in the world?
Wow, no, I sure didn't know that. And I can really see the cat problem now.
Yes, and wild cats don't just kill animals every once in a while. These cats are killing 1 million birds and 1.7 million reptiles every single day.
Oh, goodness. That's a huge problem. How can you solve it?
Well, our difficult decision is, what do we do about the cats? The goal is to reduce the number of cats by 2 million. Once the population is smaller, then maybe we can come up with other ways to keep both the cats and the animals that are so very special to us.
That's quite a goal. We wish you all the best with this difficult decision.
Thanks. We all want to find a way for Australia to stay the amazing animal wonderland that it always has been.
Well, good luck. It was great talking to you. Bye. Welcome. I'm Sean Bailey, your host for Difficult Decisions, a program about people making choices that are not very easy. Today we have with us Tabitha Glenn. She works for the Department of Animal and Land Protection in Australia. Tabitha, before you tell us about your difficult decision, can you give us a little background to the problem, please?
Greetings from Australia. Yes, of course. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about this really hard choice that we have to make. Well, we Australians have a massive cat problem. Cats were first brought to our island in the 17th century.
Who brought them?
People travelling from Europe brought them along as pets, I suppose. And now they're a big problem for us in the 21st century.
How big of a problem are they?
Well, we have a really large number of wild cats, and they're putting our other animals at risk. We think there are around 2 to 6 million cats in Australia. In fact, 99.8% of our country is covered with them.
And that number is for all types of cats?
No, actually. That's just the population of wild cats, cats that are living freely on the land. We're not talking about the kinds of cats that are cute and cuddly. These are the kinds of cats that have to find their food, their own food, out in nature.
Wow, that's a lot. But what exactly is the problem with having that many wild cats in the country?
Well, those cats have to find their own food. This means that they're killing other animals to eat. Australia has always been a very special place for animals. Sean, did you know that 80% of our mammals are only found in Australia and nowhere else in the world?
Wow, no, I sure didn't know that. And I can really see the cat problem now.
Yes, and wild cats don't just kill animals every once in a while. These cats are killing 1 million birds and 1.7 million reptiles every single day.
Oh, goodness. That's a huge problem. How can you solve it?
Well, our difficult decision is, what do we do about the cats? The goal is to reduce the number of cats by 2 million. Once the population is smaller, then maybe we can come up with other ways to keep both the cats and the animals that are so very special to us.
That's quite a goal. We wish you all the best with this difficult decision.
Thanks. We all want to find a way for Australia to stay the amazing animal wonderland that it always has been.
Well, good luck. It was great talking to you. Bye.
This is the end of the task.